All of these texts that we have this time of year are meant to show us God at work in our dimensions, in our history, in our... So we have this first text here, Saul and David. The great meditation for us in this one is, you see how jealousy can ruin a relationship? David was, you know, very popular, and he's the one who had killed the Philistine. And so Saul is jealous that they're paying more attention to David than to him, rather than rejoice that the people were saved, that the Philistines did not conquer them through the work of David. But rather than be happy, he's jealous. And that's very dangerous. It can ruin more than a relationship. And finally, it drives David away from Saul. And then Saul is killed. It's very, very... we just have to be on our guard, you know? We want everybody to be honored by one another and by the Lord. And everybody to deserve that honor by the way they live. And so that's that lesson as we go through that book. Now, the gospel is about our Lord preaching. Whenever the gospel is really preached, there's healing. And this, more and more in our own day, enormous healings going on, thousands of people being healed when the gospel is preached. Well, you see, like all you young people, you were down there, you were preaching the gospel, and there was a lot of healing going on. It was amazing to listen to the news last night, how Channel 5 news, the Fox News, how the reporters were so impressed with the young people there, their joy, their courtesy, their... that's beautiful, isn't it? When you love life and defend life, your life is happy. And when you don't, your life is miserable and so is everybody else's. And so what we have here in this gospel today is a summary of part of our Lord's ministry. He went toward the sea that's up in the north east corner. And a large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem. That's part of preaching, is to heal, to show people how much God loves them. And when you're sick, especially in a, you know, an era like this, where there weren't hospitals or doctors or medicine or very sophisticated surgical operations, if you were sick, you were sick. When Jesus preaches, they're healed. And that's still going on. And it should go on. And we should pray that when we preach, people are healed. Because it's a dimension of showing forth the love that the Lord has. It's one of the things the Lord often does, healing, is heal deafness. Because that's his audio-visual aid. See what I did for that person's ears? I can do that for your heart. I can open up your heart to receive my word, my love, my love for you, and I can guide you on your life. And it happens. It's happened to me a couple of times. It's happened to most of my friends. It's not the preacher. It's the Lord. And to heal somebody, of deafness is God's way of saying, if you listen to me, I can open your heart just the way I open that person's ears. I can change your life. I can give you such confidence in me that you're not afraid to find out what I want from you. You know, we all say, oh Lord, your will, but not quite yet. You know, I want to try a few things first and see if I like them. But if we really trust the Lord, if we talk to him, he'll talk to us. And the Lord will bless our efforts. And now I hear from friends all over the world, you know, preaching now, because there's so little hope, so much darkness. It was amazing last night, for instance, on the news, to hear these commentators so impressed with the joy that was at the march yesterday, and so impressed with the number of youth that were at the march, you know, convinced that life is beautiful, life should be preserved, there shouldn't be any murder of infants, and witnessing to that. And that makes a great impression, especially those of us who live here around Washington, which is a very corrupt and cynical city. And to have thousands of people come to witness to the beauty of human life, that made a great impression. It always does every year. So it's worth it, and it's part of preaching. So here, they're so hungry to hear Jesus, and they're crowding on him, so he has to get into a boat and get a bit out onto the lake so he doesn't get crushed. Also, it helps preaching. Water is a great carrier of sound. So if you're on a boat on the lake and you preach, the sound carries better than if you're just on the land. It's another reason why he goes out in a boat to preach. He cured many. And as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. That is what a Christian does. It can be physical healing. It can be emotional healing. It can be spiritual healing. All we have to do is obey the Lord and speak when we're called upon to speak. And there will be healing. And there will be changes. The Lord loves this whole world. He loves all those who were disturbed by the march. They were they want to continue to have abortion. And deeper than that, witnessing to life is witnessing to God. And if your life is out of order, you don't want to hear much about God. So to preach in a way that wins people's hearts over is already a healing. And so that's what's going on here. Many were pressing upon him to touch him. Just let me touch him. You see? That's what happens to us at the Eucharist, right? We touch him, and he touches us. And so he always, when he's preaching, there's always healing, because that's part of it. And so let's pray. It was a wonderful day yesterday. I'll see if we can have 364 more just like it. Not as dramatic, obviously. Everybody's got to go home and go to school and all the rest. But love and care, whether this can be the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ.